Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Wednesday with all of you. How are you guys?
Excited to be here. Johnny Lieberman's here. Zuckerman's here. It's a sunny, beautiful day here in California.
I just came from the Cars and Coffee, where they stopped. As predicted, the Bureau of Health in L.A. has ceased and desisted. The lots are open. They're wide open.
So no more security.
There wasn't a dot of security. One of our sheriffs, who we like, was there. Won't say his name, on his motorcycle. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just a little presence, but have fun, you guys. So maybe we'll start a little earlier next week. Jay Leno was there. We had a bunch of cars. Audi called me last week and said they're going to be debuting something very cool there. When Porsche heard about that just this morning, they said, we've got something for you, too.
Oh.
So the Sunday Cars and Coffee in Malibu Country Mart is picking up.
Could it be blue? Could it be big? Could it be the best?
GT3. I hope so.
If it's blue, I think we know what it is.
So, yeah.
That'll be like 2 days after I drive it. So
you're still going to be blacked out?
The 20th is the embargo. I don't know the time.
Well, we're talking about the new 992 GT3, of course.
Yes.
I saw it on your feed. But before I get into car talk, there's a lot. I don't know if you guys got feedback. There's a lot of Johnny Lieberman feedback of Johnny Lieberman on the podcast. I will tell you, it was overwhelmingly positive. I would say 80%, 20%, which is way better than I expected for any of us, right? Generally,
nobody likes change.
Zuckerman, you said it best, and you're right. If you get 60% of anything, you're doing great. Yeah. Shut up and stop complaining. A lot of people love you. You've been a great addition to the podcast. You fill in this car expert slot, which I love. It's a nice balance between the two of us. We've got Zuckerman, who's a foul, troll-like creature, but a legal scholar and a collector. You've got myself, who's just really a host and an enthusiast and a traffic cop. And I'm liking it. And I, by the way, I've added Matt Farah to the description too, because he was upset, and he's part of the show. And of course, Jerry. And I wasn't going to put their names down because I didn't feel like I would, you know, a year ago, 3 years ago when we started, I felt it was a little exploitive, but now they want to be in, they're in. But anyways, welcome to the club. The people who did complain about you, Johnny, though.
I have two points. I'd like to make 2 points.
No. You got to stop and listen. One was, I would say just about everybody except for one guy said, yeah, Audi is a masculine brand over Mercedes. They didn't, that argument they didn't get. They found you very opinionated.
Oh, on a talk show?
Which I like. which I love. I said that's why he's here. Right. I don't want him to agree with me or Zuckerman. And then the other thing is it throws off the Zuckerman first imbalance.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, what? Zuckerman and I have been doing the show together because of COVID. We always had a third guy in the room since the very beginning. There was a guest at Podcast One when we were doing the show, and that's the show.
I was a guest at Podcast One.
And Zuckerman and I are tired of each other. We want somebody else.
Well, I wanted to say two things.
You okay. Talk.
So cool. if you Google Soup Nazi writer, what do you get? You get Spike Ferenston, right?
Yeah.
If you
he
Google,
added an N to my name.
If you Google RS6 and E63 wagon, not the first, the first two things that come up are written by me. I'm literally the world's number one authority on fucking high-performance wagons. Look at my sweatshirt. I know more than
how
anybody.
How is it that you can be so wrong about them? Anyway,
listen
to the proclamation. He should be somebody. We should be elevating him right now.
Number two.
Like Mussolini on a balcony.
I agree that it probably drives better.
That's all
I'm just
said.
Saying.
That's all I said.
And I agree with you. I'm just saying I prefer the Audi. Look
totally
the brand,
fair.
That
the
car.
Audi's,
if I were going to buy one, better. I'm buying the Audi. That's what I was saying.
Number two, as you guys know.
This
you
is
guys
going
are,
on still?
You guys are mentions and you... You guys are mentions and you called me, but my sister very tragically and unexpectedly died on Monday. And I took 2 days off social media and I logged back on and the first thing I'm greeted with, because Wednesday, is the comments on your show. They're like, what an asshole. He doesn't listen.
No. Did someone say that?
Well, whatever they said. It was a lot of negative.
I don't think so.
Remember the picture where I'm like, oh, don't post that because my belly looks so big?
Now that I remember.
And they're like, you're so fat. And then
get used to it.
And then I did Farrah's podcast also last week, and it went up the next day, and the comments were even worse.
Oh no!
And so I had Zuckerman's voice in my head, like, people are disgusting. People are horrible. They're the worst.
So, I like that sort of engagement. I think
great.
when you're polarizing and people are talking, I think that's good for a show. Anyway,
I agree.
Limit your negative comments. Look, we're all overweight from COVID, me included. Give us a break. We're all like you. We put on that COVID-19.
We're not endorsing your comments about your fatness.
Yeah,
we're all fat.
And we know. We know already. You don't have to say, oh, what a surprise. Oh, were you surprised, Johnny Lieber? You're a little overweight?
I've been called fat. I'm not that fat, but I've been called fat ever since I got on YouTube like 12 years ago. So, you know, it's fine.
Is there anybody even listening who doesn't think they're 5 or 10 pounds overweight right now? I am.
You know,
I'm trying to lose 10.
Listeners, look in the mirror and say all those horrible things to yourself. I don't need to say them for you. Your own super ego or id will do that for
you. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you want to look better.
Manscaped.
Do you have a big bush?
Oh.
Do you have a big man bush? Well, you definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our favorite sponsor, Manscaped. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest. Who wrote this, Zuckerman? You? I'm looking out for you, too, because I also have an exclusive 20% off discount. Use Spike911 at manscaped.com. I don't have to read the ad because you guys know. I like the Lawnmower 3.0. I find it one of the more useful tools in my bathroom. I cut not only my hair, but my dog's penis hair with it. I cut my kid's unibrow with it the other day.
Jesus.
It has plastic blades in it, so it doesn't nip, it doesn't bite. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It's got a little light on it. So it's like, imagine that a miner's cart going through a tunnel down in your crevices. You can see all the... And go, there, those hairs right there.
You can
there.
See your warts. Your
the
bumps.
Warts.
You can
see it all.
Cutting your warts off.
It's their patented skin-safe technology. You guys...
What's safe?
Trust me on this one. Manscaped, my favorite sponsor. Get 20% off and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com, Spike911, manscaped.com. Use the code Spike911. You get 20% off free shipping. That's all you got to do, guys. You go to
remember
Manscaped.
The olden days, Ferriston.
I love this company. I'm sorry,
the
Zuckerman.
Olden day. No, I don't.
I say it sincerely.
I'm
I love
just saying
them.
Sincerely. I remember a gal who she went to work. She spent the whole day at work. She was a little overweight, and at the end of the day, that bush would be like cotton candy, sticky, horrible.
What is happening?
I was like, I know exactly where this is going, and I want to see where
why
it
do
goes.
You keep doing that? This is a car podcast.
You're
talking comedy.
Okay, I'll talk about Blue Chew. I'll stop with the Manscaped.
You've already lost them. There's no sponsor I want to come back more than Blue Chew for you. I want that to happen, but it's over. It's done.
They said do anything. Huh? They said say anything.
Part of the problem was neither you nor I, Johnny wasn't here at the time, would get the prescription and use it. Uh-huh. they want us to use this stuff and then talk about it. And I go, look, this is not happening. All right, I'm not taking drugs for you.
Manscape and groomer can send me whatever they need to. Because you
know. Oh, we'll get you a code.
Send me all the blue shoes. If they want me to eat them, I'll eat them.
That's not what you said in the show.
Oh, I would eat them I feel a little activity in the nether regions.
Penis had teeth so you could crunch them directly into it.
Well, don't you think that would be a more effective method of delivery?
So when I approve an ad, I usually get on the phone with the folks at Audio Boom and I talk directly to the sponsors. And they say, here's what we want you to say. Here's some things to avoid.
Now, penis with teeth is on the list.
What about snorting it through your hose?
Yes, not in those words.
Don't snort.
Do not make fun of Bluetooth.
Don't snort that.
And I said,
snort Viagra through your dong hole.
Do not snort it through your penis hole. It didn't matter. I said, there's nothing. I can't control that. You shouldn't advertise on the show then, because it's gonna be well. Anyway, we have a great show for you. It's just us. We're gonna do a little Ask Zuckerman later, and I thought we'd start out with a car review, Johnny. Give you a segment. I noticed you were with the GT3. You did not drive it.
I couldn't drive it.
You couldn't
the
drive it.
Rules are the rules.
However,
yeah.
You drove something quite special here
That's
today.
Right. I have a M3 Competition, the brand new BMW M3, the one that is just absolutely hideous from the front and kind of dull from the other angles, but it is in highlighter yellow. And my review is it's one of the most ass-kicking cars, like not since... When the GTR, the R35 GTR bust onto the scene in like 2009, where it's like, wow, this is much, you can go from A to B quicker in this than you can in anything else. I drove this thing back to back with a 992 Carrera S manual, same road, same day, and like the BMW felt, I don't know, a lot quicker, a lot faster. There's several spots on Angeles Crest where I can like check my speed in certain points. And, you know, there's like three places in fast cars where you see like over 100 miles an hour. I think I saw 10 in this thing. It's just so happy going quick. It's great. It's great.
It's a very polarizing color. What is that color there?
It's more like highlighter green. Green yellow.
Yeah. And the interior, which no one can see, describe that. It's blue,
yeah, the
black.
The interior is like periwinkle blue leather with the same highlighter yellow Alcantara trim. I think carbon fiber buckets with carbon fiber thigh holders.
Could not be uglier.
Yeah.
But as a BMW fan, Zuckerman, I mean, the colors, set aside the colors. Like, imagine if that was a beautiful, like, non-metallic gray and you took the highlighter out of the interior and just had that gorgeous periwinkle blue. I'd be interested in that.
I don't know. I think they really want to go over the top with their color. So a little bit of me wants to applaud the fact that they're taking chances. The problem is every time they take a chance, they do it wrong.
It's I will just say, wrong. I was telling Spike, this color costs $0. It's one of the two free colors. All the other
What's
colors,
the other free color?
It's either black or gray. I can't remember. If you go to the configurator, it's okay. One of the two non-metallic colors.
But see, gray with that blue interior would kill. It would crush.
I don't know if you can get that blue without the yellow, but they have like four other, dual combo colors that are good. You know, they're just as good.
When we were all looking at the front grill, which is obviously polarizing, people
hideous,
are a little upset about
the
it.
Word, yeah.
It seemed obvious to me and Zuckerman that you could just color coordinate it. Either get a black car and the black grill and it would blend in, or do a paint to sample
well,
or paint.
Your point.
It.
You want it to go away.
That's what you're saying.
How do you make it go away
the best? But
it doesn't
bother me as much. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of losing it. It does not upset me in a BMW
I've had it parked. Like I type from my kitchen table and I can look out the window and see the car parked in my driveway. And it's just every time I see it, it's like, yeah. And then there's two different digital screens in the car where at various points of starting and driving, it'll show you in that color the car at a front three-quarter angle. So you're always seeing the fucking thing. I think it's repulsive. It's like a potato bug, Jerusalem cricket.
Yeah.
I'm just like disattracted to it.
That's a funny analogy.
The grill is awful. It's like some sort of prolapse. It's just blown out and big and terrible.
Blue chew.
And blue chews.
But it's like a double prolapse.
A double prolapse. Oh. It's just two blown out bung holes. And I look, it's you have it parked next to two 1Ms from 2011. And I will tell you, when that 1M came out, it was quirky looking.
It was.
But
it was weird.
Quirky looking in an appealing way that harkened back to a 2002 or a little bit of an E9 3.0 CS kind of a thing. You could see where the quirks were coming from, but it was done and there was a certain amount of sophistication to that quirky little thing. They got it right, in other words.
Yeah, it screamed BMW, whereas like this, there's no Hofmeister kink, so from the side it could be a Acura or an Infiniti. From the rear, it looks just like the new Acura TLX, whatever it's called. The kidney grills have been replaced by beaver tails or prolapse bungholes, however you want to term it. And it's yeah, I mean, I don't get what they're doing. But if, you know, the Germans have this thing, Überholprestige, prestige, and it means like passing prestige. So in other words, your car's coming up and you look in your rearview mirror, you go, oh, it's a Honda. I don't need to get out of the way. But you're like, oh, it's a Mercedes. It has more Überholprestige prestige. If you see this thing coming, you flee. You just want to be away
from it, right?
Überhole, Überhole prestige. They have that. Those are Überholes.
Is that a real thing? That's really interesting.
Well, that was signal colors. Remember, signal colors in...
But they were safety colors, signal colors, right?
Yeah, so when something's coming up faster behind, and I guess it's the same thing. And if you see a pack of Hell's Angels coming up, they have Überhole prestige.
Yes, they do.
They don't need to...
Huge Überhole prestige.
Yes, you get the fuck out of the way. But
yeah, grosser Überhole prestige.
Speaking of color...
Yes.
Let me find my phone over here.
Yes.
Haggerty, John Wiley of Haggerty. Remember he reached out, I think we chatted with him about colors. Haggerty did a color analysis that I thought was kind of flawed because it was just based on sales and cars that sold for certain numbers. And John and I got together and did a survey, which we thought might be more accurate.
Oh,
the survey in and of itself has a few issues with it. Okay. But it was just a Porsche color survey looked at from different age groups and different ways. And the results were kind of startling, Zuckerman. It affirmed one of Zuckerman's theories, which is Guards Red is a popular color. Mm-hmm. And most popular Porsche colors in this survey was Guards Red with 218 votes. Mexico Blue came in with second with 169, GT Silver with 159, but then Miami Blue. I don't know why there were two blues. So the blue votes were split
right
at 134. So as I look at this, really Guards Red comes in third place because Oak Green, Forest Green, and Irish Green beats it with 240 total votes, and Mexico Blue, Miami Blue combined. There was only one red. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think that this is accurate. I think that blue is a great late model 992 and 991 color, and the greens came on strong.
The greens
in the
are
991s.
Yep.
And so yes, and personally, I think Guards Red is, you don't get that anything past a 964. And that color does not belong on anything newer than a 964.
And you would be right about that because in air cooled, so the vintage cars, Guards Red wins handily with 95 votes, second to only Mexico Blue. But in water-cooled, Guards Red gets 123 votes, but the Blues get a total of almost 200 votes. But still, Guards Red does well. And I wonder how much of this is Instagram people voting as opposed to the older folks, right?
I will make a comment. I think Guards Red belongs on a G-body and on a 964. It does not belong on an early... You don't go pre-74 with Guards Red.
Right. Well,
and you don't go post-964.
I'm ready to welcome Guards Red a little into my life. I don't like it, but I will acknowledge
I'll
that
just,
you've been
I'll
right
be,
about a lot of this.
You know, the devil something or other. The 992 I have sitting at home is Guards Red. Pretty good. You know, it's as good looking as a 992 ever gets.
It's a lot of red. Ferrison, I want you
well,
to
let me tell you how the different generations voted. Now we'll take it apart. Boomers, Guards Red, followed by Black and Silver.
Is this favorites? I'm sorry. Is
Gen
this...
X favorites. Yeah, favorite colors. The blues with Gen X, which is what? What generation are we talking about?
I'm Gen X. Yeah, okay. So
overwhelmingly blue, followed by red and silver. Millennial favorites. Greens win big, followed by blues and then silvers. Red does not figure into it. Gen Z favorites. Oak green, Miami blue, Mexico blue, ruby redstone. Silver.
That's
how
cool,
about
ruby
that?
Redstone. That's one of my favorite 911 colors. So.
You know,
I want you to
and
take...
Wait, now here, listen to this, Zuckerman. U.S. favorites. Guards red, but two blues are close. I would give it blues first and then guards red second. Canada, red is way down the list with the green, the silver winning handily, followed by greens and blues. U.K., silver. Australia,
boring.
Gulf blue, silver. And then the greens, and then the reds. But red did really well. I was surprised how well red did.
I want you to take my red 964 and drive it for 3 or 4 days in your regular life. Go to Alfred's. Do your thing. And when you're around there on San Vicente, your little red 964, you're going to be surprised at how well it fits that scene and how people react to it.
I will do it. But now I think I don't have to. I think you're right.
No, but I want
look
you
at
to.
Look at in UK, personal Tangerine experience. And Signal Orange doing at the bottom of the list there.
Isn't
that's
that funny?
Disappointing. No, it's
it
disappointing.
Is. Those are great colors. But isn't the a Guards Red 964, maybe it was a G-Body. Remember that crazy chase scene? It was like James Woods and somebody they're racing down like
Sunset
third, so it was a Sunset.
Chariots of Fire or something like that.
No, I can't remember the name. It was one of the like To Live and Die in L.A.s or whatever, but... It
that was a great
it was
movie.
It was a red Porsche. Yeah, it was good.
That was a great movie. One of the better chase scenes of all time, Live and Die in L.A.
It was crazy because I think they were just actually racing the cars.
No. They were.
Wait,
but
who was in that scene? Who are the actors?
James Woods and...
Well, it's Willem... No. If you're talking Live and Die in L.A., it's a young, very young Willem Dafoe is the criminal, but there's two cops, the two kind of crazy
different movie.
Cops.
No, this is like it's like a 308 and a...
Yeah, you're talking about
different movie.
Yeah, a red 911, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
With Jeff Bridges.
No,
right?
it's the Jeff Bridges movie about football,
and,
right?
And Woods. Yeah.
It wasn't Chariots of Fire.
No. Chariots of Fire is in England. No. This I know you. It's an obscure
against
movie.
All odds.
Yes.
That's it.
That chase gives me anxiety when I watch it because I know those streets.
Yeah, and they're really going fast on those streets.
Yeah, they're going very fast.
You know, there's like movie chases, and you're like, okay, this just looks. Dangerous. Like everyone was injured filming it. Yeah.
I saw a lady go off on that turn, a teenage girl yesterday. She obviously had been looking at her phone. She drove right off the turn into a tree.
It happens.
By the way, did you see that Tiger Woods data I sent you guys? Yeah, it just popped right into my head, right?
I mean,
we didn't find anything in the scene except for an empty pill bottle.
You know.
And he wasn't asleep. Then we go back to was he trying to kill himself?
His foot was full on the accelerator. He never hit the brakes.
Was he trying to kill himself?
He was asleep.
Hang on.
But his foot never. He was going fast.
You are an expert in accidents, right?
People don't normally fall asleep at 80.
Yeah. 87.
But wouldn't you, don't they tap the brakes once?
At 87, you think, God, this guy really wants to launch it, end it all. He's accelerating.
So you think he killed himself?
Really?
You know what? Would you? Okay, there's a possibility.
But why there? Why there in that
you
morning?
You know that when people are on pills and they get and they allegedly coming down and they're in some sort of crazy depression, they're in remorse. You know, spree remorse.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know. I think more people put a gun in their mouths and pull a trigger when they're down. They're coming down from whatever high, whatever run they're on, whatever depressive episode.
So you would agree that your opinion is that there were some substances involved.
Of course.
And something's gone on here.
Right. And I agree. Number one is he fell asleep. Door number two was, in my opinion, he's trying to kill himself.
Right,
I would
right.
just like
okay.
to represent door number three. He just crashed. If you're going 87 miles an hour on that road, people just crash.
Nope.
Even celebrities.
Who goes 87 miles an hour on that road?
I've done it many times. Let's go reenact this, you guys.
Because one thing I know for sure is when you go to that place, it'll become abundantly clear. Well, I've gone to places and accidents.
I should do a podcast from there.
We should go to the scene.
I can get the Genesis. I can get the GBA.
You can get it?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, and you're the one who's going to fall asleep at 87.
Fine.
Okay, that's it.
All I do is break a leg for science? No problem.
Have you ever browsed the internet in incognito mode? It's probably not as incognito as you think. And why would it be incognito mode? Like, the Chrome browser itself is a Google product, and Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements, even your bowel movements. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company. Zuckerman, are you in on this in California?
I would like to be.
Where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Google's defense, incognito does not mean invisible. So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online? ExpressVPN. Turns out that even incognito mode still gets tracked. So you need a one-of-a-kind IP unique identifier that blocks your location. ExpressVPN does that. Your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP address is masked. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on. Phone, laptop, smart TV. Wow. We got to worry about TVs now. All you have to
do is tap
one button for instant connection. I use this product on my phone. I use it on my computer. When I open my computer, turn it on, it automatically connects.
Now, so you can watch large naked ladies eating cake? Is that what you're trying to keep secret?
Yes. If you have a certain predilection for things, we don't judge you. But you don't necessarily want the world to know. What you like?
Large ladies
eating cake?
Old fuckers.
I was watching a TV show with my wife, and there was like a nice yacht. And we said to each other, like, hey, one day that would be nice, right? The next week, both of our Facebook feeds were filled up with yacht ads.
Yeah.
We were not on a device. We just said it. My wife took the Amazon Alexa and put it in the trash, but I think it was the TV.
I hooked up
your phone?
I was going to tell you that I hooked up my microwave to the Alexa. My microwave broke, and I had one in my office at Santa Monica Airport. So I went and got the Amazon microwave from the office, mostly to annoy my wife because she's not a Bezos fan. And I put it in and suddenly it started talking to the Wi-Fi. And then I hooked it up to my son's Alexa, and we love it. It does cool shit. You can ask the microwave a question, and it will answer the question.
Come on.
And here's what it does best. It's always kind of hooked up to the internet, so it always has the exact time, which is quite useful in the kitchen. Like, as you're hurrying to get out for your day, you're like, it's 11:41 exactly. Okay. But there's a button. There's ask the microwave. Hey.
But.
What did Johnny Lieberman have to say about the new M3?
Does the microwave know? Does the Alexa part of it help cooking in any way?
Yes, you can say to Alexa, turn the microwave on right now for a minute. So you could put something in there to heat up.
Do you see what I'm saying?
This is how the Terminator comes to be. The microwave and Alexa. It's you, Ferristin. You're going to ruin the world with this.
I have given up trying to protect myself from being tracked. There's no way to protect it. It's everywhere. It's in all the cars. It's on the iPhones.
Alexa's going to turn the microwave on to cook.
Yeah, put it in the vaccine at this point. I don't care. Do whatever you want. If you think I'm that interesting, go ahead. Track me. Go ahead. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Let's talk about what I'm driving.
Yes.
Because I just drove a pair of Ducatis that I love. And I know you guys have various opinions about motorcycles, but hear me out.
None.
I drove the Ducati Monster 1200S, and then right after that, the Multistrada V4S. And let me tell you about the bikes before I tell you about them. The Monster, first. First Monster 900, released in 1993. This new model, just now, is, let's see, 1,200 cc's. I didn't put my data down here in a readable form here. Good. I didn't put down the horsepower either. I don't have it. Sorry, guys.
I'll Google it. I bet you it's a lot.
The Monster 1200 is the largest engine in the Monster family. Three simple riding modes, which I like. Sport, touring, urban, cornering, ABS, Ducati traction control, Ducati wheelie control, important. It is. I had the 1200S black on black, which is $17,795. There was also the regular 1200S. It's $17,595. Biggest competitors, the KTMs. And if you're telling me I need to drive KTM, I agree. KTM is not responding to any of my reaching out to them.
147 horsepower. 147 horsepower.
Sounds
91
right.
91 pound-feet of torque.
The BMW S1000R, which is an awesome bike. Triumph Speed Triple RS. I have not ridden that bike. But I can tell you, these two bikes... I don't even know how to review two bikes at once. But let me just tell you that I'm in love with both of these bikes and for different reasons. And then we have the Multistrada V4S, which is one of those big adventure bikes. This is the fourth generation Multistrada V4. They call it the Swiss Army knife of motorcycling. It's got the panniers on the side, which are, I don't know if you recall, I drove, I think it was the Multistrada 1260 with the metal canisters on the side. These plastic ones are unreal. They're so easy to take on and take off. They have little handles like little suitcases, so you can pop them off if you want to split lanes and if you want to go for a longer ride, maybe take it up to Tahoe. This bike has radar on it, the Multistrada V4S, which means adaptive cruise control, which on the way here, I rode down the 405. I heard Zuckerman's voice in my head, "Don't kill yourself, kid." And I put the thing on adaptive cruise control at 65 miles an hour, and it was... interesting. I'm not sure. I've never ridden a motorcycle with cruise control before, but you take your hand off the throttle and move it down, and you can relax your hand, which, as you know, gets grippy.
Take your hand off the controls.
And
yes,
the bike is adjusting.
I know.
And I agree with you. But on a long trip, if I were going to take this bike up to Mammoth, I would use that.
You'd be cold.
It's also got a lane change assist on it, so there's little lights on the left mirror and the right mirror when someone's next to you. Very useful, accurate, 70% of the time, so don't trust them, but interesting. Both of these bikes, I'm going to tell you, I've ridden them and I don't want to give them back. They're both great for different reasons. The Monster is a naked bike with an easy riding position, so you're flat-footed when you get on the seat. The electronics are easy. The display is simple. And it's a bike that you just want to ride all the time. The Monster, I felt a little bit. I was out in front of the headlight a little bit, so you're not seeing much of a motorcycle there. But it's one of these bikes that you will... I would put 20,000 miles on it. The Multistrada I took out today to Malibu, you get on that thing. First of all, you feel like a cop. There is a lightness to this bike that wasn't in the last Multistrada I had, which when you know my garage at the house, right, mm-hmm. in Brentwood? I like to park in nose first, and then if a bike is heavy, I have to tippy-toe it and push it out. If it's heavy, it doesn't work. The Multistrada, I could get up that little incline.
Really?
Which I appreciate, but that lightness really helps you on the road too. Having this thing that's, you know, I'm not tippy toed on it. I think it's a 32 inch seat, but if you're too heavy, any which way you lean or if you reach down, you could tip your bike over. If you're like me, 5'9½, right? This bike is so light. You get on the road. It's it's got a windshield that's adjustable that you can push up and down, so you're adjusting the airflow over your helmet. So that means you don't have a lot of air at 80 or 90 miles an hour. It's just a nice cocoon you're in. Little covers over the grips, nice warmers over the grips, heated seat. You just it lulls you into a false sense of security, like I'm perfectly safe and fine in this thing. But it begs you to drive it up to Gorman, off-road it, and then enjoy the nice ride back. I took it, Johnny, for groceries. Because you got those nice big cans on the side. And they fit a ton of and it's easy to open and close.
I mean, look.
It's such a winner of a... Both of these bikes are winners. They're big winners.
I don't ride bikes. I probably never will ride bikes. But if I had to get a bike, I would get like a KTM-looking thing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Multistrada. I like
I hear everybody.
Long way round type bikes. They look really cool and Swiss Army-like.
Yeah. This has four driving modes. I drove it in all the different modes. They're all great. I did a wheelie once. The Multistrada V4S Sport, $26,000. The V4S, $24,000. you know, unless I'm wrong and Triumph blows me away, I'm really a Ducati guy for life,
what,
I think, at this point.
What does the wheelie control do? And I bring it up vis-a-vis the BMW, which we'll get to.
I believe it stops you from going over.
Ah.
S over T kettle, as they would say.
I believe it gives you, you know.
Because
I have not... I did... I unintentionally, when I put it in sport mode today, I got a little wheelie, and I will freely admit, I don't feel cocky enough to pull that off, and nor do I want to try with someone else's bike.
So the M has a drift analyzer, onboard drift analyzer, and it's really like, it's insulting, because I did this, I thought it was a really good drift, you know, distance was 74 yards,
right.
The angle was 32 degrees, and it gave me 1 star out of 4.
Really?
So it judged your drift?
It judges your drift. It supposedly has a coaching mode, but I'm so mad at the fucking thing. and then we went up on this parking garage we know that has like a slick roof. We were trying to. There's too much to hit, but yeah, I think I did a 2.5 star drift was my best. But I'm not very good at drifting, but still, like, fuck you, car.
I reached out to Matt Farah because I know he had this Multistrada before me. He just texted me. He goes, he did 700 miles in it in 2 weeks. He loved it as much as I did. Really liked the quick shifting system.
There you go.
And I was appreciative it didn't smell like Matt Farah when I got on it.
Oh.
Tony Soprano. I'm almost done with season 5, rewatching the entire series.
My favorite part of the show is that his boat is actually called Stugatz.
Stugatz.
That's just
Before the show started, we were talking about how much Zuckerman is like Tony Soprano and the shape that James Gandolfini was in when he was shooting the scene when he was over at Johnny
Sachs.
And I was impressed, Lieberman, that you remembered what kind of shoes. He was wearing these little loafers as he crossed the stream.
Yeah. Remember, because they had that scene after where he's walking down the street and the water's coming out of his leather shoes. And he was freezing in winter. And it just
didn't look very relieved miserable. When he called his lawyer, who had a mustache for some reason. He didn't have one in previous episodes. And he said, they're not after you.
Right.
You should be happy.
Right.
It's not against the law to park your car in someone's driveway unless you're in front of a hydrant. You should laugh. You should feel good. And then he comes through his own backyard like the bear and knocks on his back door for his wife. What happened to you?
Oh, like and the I was bear. So, good deep cut.
And I was grateful that I was not a mobster and had to run around like that as an old man.
I mean, that's the point of that show, right? Like, it's sort of a glamorous life, but it really sucks. It really, really sucks.
Yeah.
Like, everything sucks at the end. It's just, it's all bad.
How funny and how enduring that whole thing is. Like, when I started it, I kind of started it sarcastically thinking, I've already seen this. This show's so many years old. What am I going to care? And now I'm 3 episodes a night, and I can't believe how well constructed it is.
So good. So good.
How fun, how great the acting is.
So good. And also how whimsical the show. Have you got to where he gets shot yet?
Like, no.
Oh, do you remember that? He gets shot, and then he's in the hospital for like half the season. But he's having this crazy dream this one episode where he's like a traveling salesman, and he lost his wallet.
I could do without all of that. I hate dream sequences.
Oh, no, but this is dream sequence done well. It's really good.
I know. I did watch an episode that had half an hour of dreaming in it.
Yeah, well, I got
so mad, Johnny. I was like, no, I'm fast forwarding
through all of this. You want to see
the action,
the real shit.
Because it's not any real story. It's just stupid shit.
No, but it was, though,
because
it's not like it's all a dream. It was like...
Here he goes.
Sorry for having opinions on the opinion show.
No, I like it. Go. I want to hear.
No, because it's like, it's a what if he wasn't a mobster, what would his, you know, death of a salesman life have been like?
I guess I don't care.
Walter Mittiness. It was interesting.
We want to see mob shit. We want to see Kelly punching.
There's 9 seasons of mob shit.
Now, Zuckerman, you just recommended a show that I'm watching that I watched the first episode last night that I'm in love with.
Snabba Cash
on Netflix.
Means easy money, and it's
a Swedish production, but it takes place in France?
No. It takes place in Stockholm, and what you have to understand is because Sweden... and had taken a lot of refugees from the Middle East.
Yes.
There's the mixing of the Kurdish and the African and Muslim street gangs.
Yes.
And what they did was interesting in the show, which is they take a girl who is Middle Eastern or North African from the ghetto, and she also wants... So she works in a Middle Eastern cafe, but she wants to be a tech entrepreneur. So it links ghetto... crime and drug dealing with the tech world.
Ah.
So that's the, she's got a split life. She's got two tracks in her life. What's happening, the twin track story, what's happening with her trying to get in the tech world and what's going on with the other half of her life.
And don't you and I just love these shows that have these low-level drug dealers trying to make it in small neighborhoods where they ride scooters and kill people?
Yes.
I don't care what country it is. Just pick a country, find some drug dealers. We'll watch every series you make on this stuff. And I'll read all the books, too.
I got to say, Paul Zuckerman hit me to that show Babylon Berlin, which is the best TV show and I've seen in like a decade.
You didn't like that though, Spike.
I'm gonna go back to it. I trust your recommendation.
It was so compelling. I watched the whole thing, three seasons in a week.
Wow,
it's really good. And I also like now this Spanish thing, Sky Rojo, where they've basically cut out everything but the action. The plot is just the action, and the episodes are 21 minutes, and it's about these three hookers trying to escape their pimp. It's Thelma and Louise.
It's about what?
Yes, three hookers trying to escape their pimp, who views himself as the intellectual thinking man of pimpdom.
Pimpdom, yeah.
Yes.
And what's the Swedish show? What's the Swedish show?
Snabba Cash.
And what's it on?
Snabba.
Snabba. I mean, not Schnabba.
Snabba. Which
what
means
Snabba.
Netflix.
Snabba.
Netflix.
Netflix.
My things in Netflix, because I can't figure out any other streamer.
I gotcha.
It's time for Ask Zuckerman.
Oh.
You haven't had enough Zuckerman. Here's some more. What these are real Dear Abby, or in some cases, Ask Amy letters. And instead of these boring people answering it, Zuckerman will answer your questions and share his wisdom. Now, a lot of people sent me this early on after we did the first one. So bear with me. I haven't quite practiced reading it. But this is a real letter to a woman named Ask Amy. Dear Amy, my husband is a compulsive spender. He buys vehicles and will hide them and never drive them. For many years, he has blamed his bipolar disorder as the cause of his behavior. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I understand that bipolar can lead to impulsive spending. However, I think there's a problem more than bipolar because he lies so much about his behavior. Things get out of control, then he will admit what's going on. Then within a year, he will do it again. He now has a truck and has purchased another one. I drive a leased SUV, and he is currently hiding a Camaro. Does bipolar cause the spending on cars and lying about it?
Well, the first thing I want to say is,
I would love to know. Concerned wife.
Your husband sounds like a great guy. I want to get to know this guy. I think he'd be perfect for Plan Z. And ready and willing. Look, lady, forget the labels. Your husband's crazy, okay? He's just fucking crazy.
What?
He's got fucking problems. And you're not going to change him. So the deal is you're either along for the ride or you get out. Stop complaining.
You don't have to answer these honestly. I liked your first answer better.
But I do like the guy. He sounds like
he's
my kind
of
guy.
Us.
And you know what? And the more, and lady, you give him reasons to hide. Apparently you're a shrew.
That's
and you
good.
Nag.
That's
and,
good.
And you make what? Him, you make him feel ashamed for his problems. So either accept him as he is and embrace it and have some goddamn fun with the cars, or get the hell out of Dodge and divorce him.
Ashamed for his passions. He likes cars.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
I got pitched a story years ago. This guy said, listen, I got a car I bought. I think it was a Viper. He's like, I can't show my wife. She'll kill me if she sees another car. And I have it at this place, and it's a place where men keep cars they can't show their wives. Like, it's not mistresses. It's cars they're hiding from their wives.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well that's what we do. That is the birth of Plan Z, plausible deniability. Whose car is that? It's Zuckerman's. Whose car is that? It's Spike's. There's no way for the wife to get around it. All right, next question. Dear Zuckerman, my daughter is getting married on the West Coast. We want to give a party for her on the East Coast in July. We're about to send out invitations. Is there a polite way to say that only people who've been vaccinated can come?
You just say it. Just say it. Why are you so worried about hurting somebody's feelings? If you want to exercise your right not to get vaccinated, don't come to the party. It's that simple. I don't know why we're worried about it. Is it polite to state your preference here not to die?
Or turn your daughter's wedding into a super spreader event, which is also bad.
This is not a question of manners. God.
It's difficult to, you know, we're all vaccinated now. Well, I still have to get my second shot, but it's kind of this in-betweeners land that we're all in, isn't it? I'm having trouble figuring. I feel free, but I also feel like I can't do half the things I could do.
Right. We're not there yet. You know, like my sister died, as I said, and so my brother-in-law's house, my sister's house, has been like lots of people want to come by, and he's really concerned about, you know, are they vaccinated? Mm-hmm. So when someone's there who's not vaccinated, we're in the backyard wearing masks, even though him and I and my wife are all, you know, double vaccinated.
Right.
And it sucks. I'd love to be hugging everybody maskless, but you know what? Like, just be an adult. It takes
get
no
the
effort.
Shot or don't go. Very simple.
Yeah.
So simple. It's just stating the obvious. And I don't think it's a question of offending anybody. If someone wants to be offended by it, it shows that they're weird. They're one of those weird people. Like, I have a girl I know who continually sends me anti-vaxxing kook stuff. And I finally said last night, stop. You're sending this to the wrong person. I don't want it, and I don't want to have to block you.
Did you see the kooks on Nextdoor last night that were yelling about the, in quotes, drag racing going on in the West Side?
No.
And they showed a picture of just these guys in McLarens at the gas station hanging out. And then they're like us. They go for a drive. And all the Karens in the West Side are like, they're drag racing. Isn't they're going to kill more people. They're, you know, everybody's upset. There was a horrible tragedy on the West Side. Some teenager crashed his Lamborghini Urus into a mom. It had nothing to do with this group. It's just some ridiculous dad right. that gave his teenage boy a truck he shouldn't have
there you go.
On a Tuesday.
There you go.
But this complaint has been going on of the drag. They don't even know what a drag race is. They stop with an ending thing. It's about cars with loud exhausts and these guys taking a drive at 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights. And I'm getting tired of it. I didn't write anything, Zuckerman. I was really pissed that these nice guys with cool cars were getting demonized and lumped into this kid.
You should give them some movies from the 60s, the motorcycle hysteria, motorcycle gang movies, and say, watch these, ladies. This is going to tell you everything you need to know about what's going on with you.
Yeah. Well, what they want to do is they want to ban cars on Sunset. That's it. That's what they're saying. We can't have this anymore.
If you want to say something on your friends on Nextdoor,
no, I'm
out. You know, over 35,000, I believe, is the current number. Americans die a year in car crashes. One is involving a Lamborghini Urus. You know,
look, here's the
92% of them are unbelted and drunk. You know,
but here's the complaint:
old crap without airbags.
It's a noise complaint, sure. Right? No one's going to argue that they're wrong about Lamborghinis are loud and McLarens and blipping, and that's the stuff they're pissed about.
Sure.
And when there are about 30 of them in a row going down Sunset, you know, old folks going to bed at 9:30 get peeved.
But that's
they don't
been
have
going
white
on since the 70s. I remember
probably
it happening the 50s. In the
70s. But the 40s, hot rods.
I'm the not 30s. Wrong. There's nothing you can do about this.
No.
There is zero. If they're not speeding and they're not violating any noise ordinances, which they're not, well, stop. There's nothing you can do.
Well, that picture
white,
was so great.
Get a white noise.
Because they were sitting in a gas station.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of kids at a gas station.
By the way,
cars,
it was like two cars. It was nothing going
hardly
on.
Hardly a gang.
And it was full on Karen, right?
Yeah,
exclamation points
crazy.
All over the place.
It was crazy.
Here are the drag racers.
Yeah.
Here are the drag racers. They're drag racing on the break from drag racing.
I told you guys that story. I had a Lamborghini and I was turning onto my street and this woman posts like, there goes the neighborhood gentrified. This guy illegally cut across the bike lane. I'm like, yeah, I made a right turn onto my street where I live.
Yes.
So
nobody likes the noise. All right. Last one.
Yeah.
Ready,
yeah.
Zuckerman? Dear Zuckerman. Make this one good, Zuckerman. I want full, horrible Zuckerman. I don't want real advice. I don't want beneficial advice. I just want you to be horrible. Dear Zuckerman, my wife and I have been married for many years, work long schedules, and actually sleep when we go to bed at night. Saturday afternoon, we had nothing, in quotes, to do. So I suggested some hanky-panky. Her words, or this person's words, not mine. We were just getting into it when the phone rang. I told her to let it go to voicemail, but when our married daughter's name was caller ID announced, she said she had to take the call because they had been playing phone tag all day. There was no important matter, just idle chit-chat. What a mood killer. Am I wrong to be angry that my needs were not met?
Sir, you're wrong to be looking at this the way you're looking at it. This is your excuse to go and get it somewhere else.
This is the Zuckerman we want.
This is it. You've just been given. Get Willy Wonka's gold wrapper. You now can do whatever you want in your marriage.
That's it.
Why complain?
And when you're caught, what do you say, Zuckerman?
You say, well, that time we were together and you decided to take care of our child before me. Okay, what do you think you were telling me?
Guess what? The hooker did not take any calls during our interlude.
The hooker has already turned off.
She turns her phone off.
And she's refined. Unlike you.
She's refined. There it is, Zuckerman. That's the dear Zuckerman I've been looking for.
The second you started reading the question, you should have seen his face. He was
light up.
Like,
I finally paid it. I came to life.
Oh, well, that's it, gentlemen. We've created a show. We've created another episode of Spike's Car Radio. I want to thank you for coming in. Johnny Lieberman, again, welcome to the crew. You'll be hearing more from him, Matt Farrer, and even Signe when he comes back. You can follow Johnny Lieberman on...
at Johnny Lieberman on Instagram.
You can follow Zuckerman at...
Zuckerman.
And, of course, if you've been injured, call him up. How do you think he gets the money for all these Porsches? He wins. Win, 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 win. Win, 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 win. And you can talk to me on at Spike Ferriston on Instagram. I will try to answer your questions, but I do get a lot of them. Don't forget to buy the Spike Ferriston Hank Hill coloring book. Which
it's a young Hank Hill. It has some mistakes in it.
As someone pointed out, there's the here's the rare version. If you have the 2015 Carrera GT, it's now rare because that's been corrected. I also chatted with Fireball about the fact that there were no captions under any of these things. So I'm writing those right after this podcast, and those will be in the new versions. But now you have the rare versions. There are going to be signed versions on Etsy soon, and we're going to do on July 4th a book signing out in the Malibu Pier. I invite the two of you to come out, bring a car. It's going to be cool. We're going to drive cars onto the pier the weekend of July 4th, and I'll be out there signing books. And I think next week on the podcast, who do we have? We have some good shows coming up, but notably, Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver.
Wow.
That was Wally. Wally.
Oh, wow. Deep cut, as they
Deep
say.
Cut. He's Deep a cut. Porsche guy, and he's a car guy, and Fireball hooked us up. We're going to record out in Malibu, so that might be next week, might be the week after. We'll see you folks, though, next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.